From WHQR Public Radio in Wilmington, North Carolina, it's the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis Hilburn. The town of Leland turned 28 years old last month. The current population, according to estimates from the U.S. Census Bureau, is just under 19,000 people. That's growth of about 37% in just the last 6 years. Leland is part of the Myrtle Beach Metropolitan Statistical Area, despite its proximity to Wilmington. That was a change, a major change for Brunswick County, which took effect 2 years ago. Arguably, the biggest challenge facing Leland is dealing with the rapid growth and the needs that come with a large influx of people. A quarter of Brunswick County's population is 65 and over, and it's likely that Leland, as a retirement destination for baby boomers, has a higher than average senior population. The town council is made up of four members who serve staggered 4-year terms. The mayor serves a 2-year term. There are two candidates hoping to be the next mayor of Leland, the incumbent, Brenda Bozeman, and a challenger, Lee Kent. Each candidate will talk one-on-one with me, answering my questions and yours today. There are two ways to get your question in during the live Wednesday edition. You can email us at coastline@whqr.org or call us at 910-343-1138. The phone lines are open now. And remember, each candidate appears in only one segment. Today's candidates are joining us in an order randomly chosen before the show. With us now is Lee Kent. He is challenging the incumbent, Leland Mayor Brenda Bozeman, for the seat this year. He says he was born in New Bern, North Carolina, and moved to Jacksonville around age 5. He went to work for Waffle House and moved with that company around Georgia, then Florida, then back to North Carolina, and came to Leland over 20 years ago. He says he was responsible for 8 to 12 stores during his last years with the company. Now a local small business owner, he operates 5 vapor shacks, a ladies' clothing boutique called Kent & Company, and he recently opened a hot dog restaurant in Leland called Brody Dogs. Lee Kent, welcome to Coastline.
Oh, thank you, Rachel. Thank you for having me.
This is your first run at any kind of elected office. Why now? What was the galvanizing issue for you?
Well, the galvanizing issue to me was the taxes that we recently received a tax hike this past year. I've been in Leland for going on 21 years, and I know, based on living in the area for so long, that we have roughly from 4 to 6% increase in our tax base each year by default because of the people that are moving in. And I also know that things are going to grow, and I want to be a fresh set of eyes for that growth and help guide that in a direction that could be a little more balanced, in my opinion, without raising the taxes.
What does that mean, balanced growth? How do you see the current growth of Leland? Is it unbalanced now?
In my opinion, it's unbalanced. And when I say that, we have so many people coming in which require a lot of services, services such as water and, you know, sewage and things of that nature. Also, in those services, we have police and fire and rescue and things of that nature. We're going out and we're building buildings to support a population of 100,000+ people while we're only at 19,000 now. Not that they aren't nice, but they're very expensive at this time. And I believe to balance something of that nature, that you should work toward that and not just put it there and then work in retrospect on how to pay for it.
One of the struggles for municipal planners is planning for growth, because once a large population has arrived and there isn't sufficient infrastructure, then suddenly there's this scramble to play catch up. How would you balance that then? Because right now, aren't Leland officials planning for this explosive growth that they've been witnessing over the last few years?
Leland does have some master plans on how to handle some of the things that are going on today. I'm not so sure that I agree with everything they're looking at. And when I say balanced, I mean go at it in at a direction that takes care of the financial needs while growing at a rate that we can afford. We're already 30 years behind, and we have been for years as far as infrastructure and things of that nature are concerned. So to think that we could catch up in a year, 2 years, 4 years, 6 years is just unattainable. So I believe that if we look at it carefully with a different perspective, that maybe we can guide that in such a way that it would be maybe workable. I believe also in working with other municipalities to try to look for different alternatives, thinking outside of the box, not business as usual.
Talk about some of those ideas you have where you would cooperate with other municipalities. Which municipalities and on what sorts of projects?
Well, just about on every project that would have to do with things of service. For instance, we live in direct relation to a town called Belleville and Navassa that are right next to us. I believe we should work with those towns in whatever respect we can to benefit both of us. And that's what I'm looking for. I want to benefit everybody. And in doing so, we have to have those relationships. Other things could be, Raleigh. We could work with the DOT. We could go anybody in the expert field that we need to go to. We need to work with them very carefully and also look at our history to try to predict what happens in our future. And I'll give you a real small for instance. We are growing at a tremendous exponential rate. We are growing with, you mentioned it earlier, a large number of seniors over and above the younger families. And I think it's great that everybody loves our area and we have a beautiful area to live in. But the potential problems down the line would be economic collapse if we're not very careful. And what I mean by that is, unfortunately, life is life, and there's an end to it. And if 90, and I don't know the percentages, so if I'm off, just please forgive me. I'll just use 90%. If 90% of all of the growth and population in our small town are seniors, then in 10 to 20 years, we're going to have an empty town. With that said, I think it's very important that we look toward the future with the idea that we have to attract a younger population. We have to attract jobs that a younger population could live in our area and afford to live in our area and afford to bring their children and raise their children in our area. We have to attract those types of things to our community in order to sustain not only the growth but perpetuate our existence.
And I hear you on attracting people across all different age groups and a younger population, certainly. But don't we continue? I mean, we have an aging population that is on the upswing because people are living longer. So as people die, more people become senior citizens and then more people retire. I mean, that's a continuing population. We're all getting older.
We are definitely all getting older.
It's not, I mean, the senior population, it's not this thing that is in stasis. It's a growing, moving, more people become seniors, more people retire. You know, Florida, for instance, which is a very popular retirement destination, continues to see seniors, new seniors coming down there.
There are new seniors, but what you do find in middle Florida is a bit of oppression as far as the job market and things of that nature, and that's what my fear for our area, because of the only seniors. Seniors are retired, and they put in their time. They deserve to enjoy their latter years, and I think it's great. But we have to look at this whole picture of how who's gonna provide the services for the seniors, such as, I'll give you for instance, there was a segment on the news the other day about trades. There's a lack of carpenters, a lack of skilled workers, in the entire United States. Dallas, for instance, is destroyed. We don't have enough skilled labor force to go fix that. Southern Florida's in the same situation. we're in a situation where everything's new and great and it all looks good, but we have to have the younger people to be able to service the older generation, and that's how it should be.
So
but we have to be able to attract those in a way that they can afford to live here.
And how do you do that if you became mayor of Leland? What specifically would you do to attract more younger folks?
Well, I think the first thing that I've been thinking about for a while is somehow to gather a group of young professionals and form what, for lack of a better term, some type of think tank and utilize their talents to help me with that.
A group of young professionals in a think tank to help develop Leland,
yes,
you're saying.
Absolutely.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Today we're meeting Lee Kent and Brenda Bozeman. We're talking with Lee Kent right now. He is challenging the incumbent for the mayoral seat in the town of Leland. If you'd like to ask your own question during this live Wednesday edition, you can call us at 910-343-1138. You can also email us today at coastline@whqr.org. Lee Kent, it seems like you've spent a lot of your life. You managed Waffle Houses, moving around the country, or around the Southeast, rather, with that company. And then you came to North Carolina and started opening up your own businesses. Was Vapor Shack the first business that you opened here?
No, ma'am, it wasn't. The first business I opened after retiring from Waffle House was a U.S. Cellular authorized agency, and I opened that on Village Road and did very well with that. And then a second one I opened after that was a publishing business, so I published community directories. I had 16 communities. I published their directories, and we just kind of kept moving from there. I enjoy working for myself. I enjoy watching things work out after I've kind of planned them. I like to see them come to fruition and be successful, and I've been very fortunate. I've experienced some success in most everything that I've set out to do.
So you are the current owner of 7 different retail operations, 5 of those Vapor Shacks, 1 a ladies' boutique, and 1 a hot dog restaurant. How do you manage all of that?
I have some very good people that work for me.
And how would you have time to be mayor of Leland with that kind of an entrepreneurial load?
Well, this being mayor of Leland is very important. By living there, I have experienced some of the things that would help me in that job just by speaking with the local people and my neighbors and people of that nature. And really, as a mayor, I believe it's the mayor's job to be at the forefront of the needs of the people that they serve. And to me, it's a service job. And since I've always been in a service job, I believe it would be pretty simple for me to step into that role. Now, does that mean that job is simple? No, not by any means. But I also know that staying busy keeps people sharp, and it keeps me sharp. So I am very busy. So it's easier for me to multitask from one subject to the next subject and hopefully retain some of that, where if I was doing absolutely nothing, it would be more difficult.
You talk about having conversations with your neighbors and fellow members of the Leland community. On your Facebook page, you agree with one commenter that signage laws are too strict in Leland and they hurt businesses. Give us an example of what you mean by this and which ordinances would you like to change?
Well, as a small business person, you're not getting rich. Somebody once told me that an entrepreneur would rather work 80 hours for themselves than 40 hours for somebody else. But at the same time, they'd also like to make a decent living. So in doing so, they want to be able to market their business in such a way that it's not going to cost them their business. And one of the things, the first thing that usually comes to mind is signage and visibility. Well, in our town, we have some sign ordinances that have come to fruition that only allow signs no higher than 15 feet. There's some marquee signage ordinances in there that have changed the face of how marquees that give visibility to larger shopping centers are to be utilized. And it's very difficult to be seen. In other words, the first thing that you need to do as a small business is be seen. You have to let people know that you're there. And signage is the first and foremost thing that people think about and the first and foremost thing people look for when trying to find a business. So with the new ordinances, it's made a little, actually very, very difficult for small business to be able to utilize that first line of attack.
There are some people who have said when you first drive into Leland off the causeway, it's not a very pretty sight when you see sort of what's on Village Road, gas stations, fast food restaurants, above ground power lines. Is that an issue for you? Do you see the town's attractiveness as an important element of the town's development?
I think that attractiveness certainly plays a part in our attractiveness to incoming potential buyers and business people in the area. If you're talking about the causeway that comes directly on to Village Road, the actual interchange does need to be landscaped. They've done a tremendous amount of work, and it has been tremendously helpful as far as moving traffic. But also understand that Department of Transportation has set aside approximately $600,000 to landscape that area. Don't know when that plan will come to pass, but that's my understanding. And then back in 2001, Leland had and DOT had a partnership plan of a beautification project for Leland, one of which is the sign that now sits there that is very attractive. The others were to sidewalk each side of the road and landscape each side of the road. I don't know where we fall at this present time in the landscape of each side of the road. I'm assuming, now this is only an assumption, that that is still on the plans, and when that end date is, I don't know. But yes, beautification is very important, and it can be done in such a manner that it's attractive to look at.
What about the types of businesses that are on that main drag?
Not sure I'm following you. The question, the types of businesses that are presently there are businesses such as fast food and gas, which is present at most major intersections and exchanges because people need to get off the highway and get gas and something quick to eat. I don't know how to answer it. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, just if there's any issue there. But you see that as because of the proximity, you're saying, to the big highway, that that's an appropriate use of that area.
Yes.
Okay. During the last municipal election, you've talked about cooperating with other municipalities. The tension between Belleville and Leland was pretty high. There's been a dispute over ABC territory. That was just one issue. How would you smooth over that relationship with Belleville and kind of increase the level of cooperation there?
Well, I think that would be fairly simple for me to do. I'm good friends with the mayor of Belleville, and we have a relatively decent relationship. And I believe the two of us could work very well together.
I took a look at your voting record. You voted in the last four presidential elections from 2004 on until 2016. You've never voted in a primary in Brunswick County or a municipal election. So why the interest now in municipal government?
Well, I'm getting a little older. I'm looking at those retirement years coming up. And in doing so, everything becomes more important. Everything becomes more crystal clear, for lack of a better term. For me, as a young person, things were never going to end. I was 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Today, I'm realizing that that's not the case. And things have become more important.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Today, we're meeting the two candidates for mayor of Leland. Lee Kent is challenging incumbent Brenda Bozeman for the mayoral seat in the town of Leland. You can ask your own question during this live Wednesday discussion by calling us at 910-343-1138. You can also email us today at coastline@whqr.org. Lee Kent, Leland theoretically would have a leg up when it comes to attracting businesses that offer higher paying jobs, partly because Leland has a higher than average education level across all age groups. According to the Leland Master Plan, almost every age group exceeds the high school and bachelor's degree statistics for the state, the county, and neighboring Wilmington. Which means it's not just the older, more affluent people who are coming into Wilmington. How could Leland use that information to attract businesses with higher paying jobs? And is that something that's important to you as the owner of seven retail businesses?
Well, it's very important to me to begin with as I spoke earlier, to come up with some industry or higher paying jobs. I do know that there are some medical jobs that are becoming available, nursing homes, different specialties in the medical field, which only makes sense. Those are services to the older population that is growing at an exponential rate. So that's absolutely, it makes all the sense in the world. But we need more than the services for the older people. We need to manufacture something. We need something in our town that would attract not just now, back to your question, how would I utilize the higher education? And I'll go back to my other answer that we need to get those young professionals in there, and I need to ask for their help. How do we? You're younger. You have things on your mind. You've got an education. You know, I need your ideas of how it is, what it is we need to attract. You know, aquaculture, things of that nature in our area. I know we have a college that is experimenting with aquaculture. There are other ideas that I have in mind with that could go along with aquaculture, like a biodiesel plant that could be utilized algae, which grows at an exponential rate, to come up with a biodiesel. It's possible. I know there's a developer in Leland right now that is actually working with a biodiesel person and experimenting and trying to get them to come to Leland. Those types of things would be not only futuristic as far as energy and things of that nature, but also create jobs. So I think anything in the energy field, the green energy, those types of things, I think those are very necessary. And they would help perpetuate our growth, and they would be a higher-paying, higher-education job. But we don't just need higher-education jobs available in Leland. We need jobs for the everyday person, which do take up more population, on average, than your educated population. And we don't have those jobs available. So we need those factory jobs. I would just work with everybody who has the education, who has the connections, who has the ideas to try to figure out how to attract those people. See, Leland's only 19 square miles, so to be able to put that large factory into Leland may not be what we can do, but we can certainly attract them to the outskirts of Leland, and Leland would receive those benefits by having working people who spend money within the town. And that would be very helpful.
So we just have a few seconds left. Let's say that you win this seat. So we're 2 years out in the future. We're looking back. What has happened? How is Leland different because you became mayor, Lee Kent?
We'll have a good working relationship with our neighboring towns. We will have some very relevant ideas on the table for growth of young families, and hopefully we will have no need for raising taxes.
Lee Kent, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks.
When we come back from this break, we'll meet Brenda Bozeman, who is seeking her fourth term as mayor of Leland. You can ask your own question of the candidate during the live Wednesday edition by calling us at 910-343-1138. You can also email your question to coastline@whqr.org. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.